United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Bill Silver. Ken Holmes. George Speakpool.
Here.
Holly McGuire. Diane Jinks. Absent is Jeannie Sykes. And one vacancy. Jeannie stopped in to see me yesterday, and she's got some personal stuff going on, so she apologized for not being here. Are there any agenda conflicts? Brief public comment? Approval of the agenda. Anybody have any addition or not going to allow us to
The only thing I see is on the agenda you've got approval of minutes, but on September you've got September no meeting, October no meeting, November no meeting. There was only one meeting that was missing that time.
No, I have September no meeting. We need to approve October and November.
Okay.
I'm sorry. So
that's
I was very clear on that.
Good okay. Straight. Okay. Thank you.
Entertain a motion to approve the agenda then?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Motion by Bill. Seconded by Holly. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Now, approval of those minutes. We need to do all the minutes for those months. Actually, August probably should have been there too.
I believe we have, but I didn't think we approved that.
When did we approve it at a special meeting? That's about when you came, wasn't it, Dick? So you probably don't know if they were approved. Okay, well, we'll just say if they're not approved, we'll approve them.
All minutes not approved, approved.
The only question I had on any of them was November, page 3, where it says agenda. The first sentence, it's not sure. We even have a clear deed, park sale, it says will require a referendum, and it was may require a referendum.
May, okay.
May require. Because if we own it, we don't need to go to referendum. Other than that, everything else, and again, Emily, I can't thank you enough. You do a fabulous job.
You're welcome.
That was Ken Proxy.
Motion by Bill, seconded by Ken. All in favor?
Aye.
correspondence? No, agenda conflict, I'm sorry, we didn't have that. Was there an agenda conflict in correspondence? There was correspondence, once again, from the attorney. I'll put that in our packet, saying that that is done for now.
Yeah, when they're going to give up.
Was there any other correspondence that anybody... Next is approval of bills. And at this time, I know we have a treasurer's report later in the thing, but I'm going to open this up to Dick. So if anybody has any questions about the approval of bills, then Dick is here. We added some extra things, these things that you gave us. Need to go into the approval as well of bills or...
I wanted to cover the check register for November.
Okay.
Let's know what all the checks were for, and I wanted to like to go over the balance sheet real quick and then the revenue expenditure for the month also. Hopefully everyone got one of these, well, the check register, about all the... I've got a few over here. Pretty normal month. If you've got any questions on anything that's on any of these expenditures, or I speak up, I will try and answer them best I can. Most of the biggest check that was written was for, well, there were two large checks. There was one for the city of Frankfort for the first responders. That was $36.77, and then the Betsy Lake Blew up, $67.11 was the check for that. Everything else is, like I say, normal course of business type stuff.
I noticed the check was in for the vacating the street. That's good. I was glad to see that, so that's a done deal.
Right. And then the balance sheet, again, that kind of gives us the, now that I look at what is going on with the, with each fund. The first one is the general fund. Of course, our big problem is we're $672,000 in the hole. Everything else, as you go along through here, you go through major streets, your assets and your liabilities, over here. So major streets equals out of $87,433.10. Local streets, same there. Equals out of $170,255.85. That's the total liabilities and balances. Park fund. Sewer fund, that's larger than that, balances out of $2,258,720. And that's just pretty much it. Like I said, that just gives you kind of an indicator of what each one of your funds is doing. Then the revenue and expenditure sheet. The reason I included this now, not only does it tell you what has happened in the current month, which is the third column in from the right of the page, that will correspond with the checks that were written and expenses. But you'll also see over the last column to the right, there will be some of the line items state does require a balanced budget. So at some point, we're gonna have to sit down, we're gonna have to figure out exactly how we're gonna shift this money around. You can shift it in a fund without any approval, or which I would want approval anyway. But if you take some from major streets or local streets and put it into another one, like, we'll say the park fund or something like that, you do have to have council approval.
Yeah, and well, those are restricted funds too.
Those are restricted.
So it could only be the amount that it actually took to do that. Do we need to do an amendment before to close out this fiscal year? Because we're getting ready to, okay, and go into the next fiscal year? Amendment to Lee's budget where we're over?
Probably.
Yeah, that would be so, February, right?
February 28th is the last day of our fiscal year or so. I would say at the January meeting, we need to.
And if you got any questions on that revenue expenditure, I think there's nine pages there, Brian answered for it.
Some of these letters are missing, so. Thanks for doing this, Dick. So, I'm hoping to have a budget committee meeting this Monday as well, so we can look at that, the budget committee can look at that, make recommendations for the council for amending in January before we end our fiscal year. Fiscal year ends February 28th. We'll have to approve a budget. Hope to have that ready. I'd like to have it ready for the January meeting, so people have a whole month to look at, not get it, and then have to make a decision within a week and kind of be under the gun. So that way, if there's any questions, people can go to Dick and not have to bombard him when he's trying to do everything the last week of trying to get the fiscal budget together. Does that make sense?
Definitely.
So as far as approval of bills this evening, I have down further on the agenda the audit.
Okay.
We got these bills from auditors. One of them is from the state. We have an auditor, the audit from the state treasury department. We have no choice in that. We got a letter when we all got our blue book prior to Holly and Bill coming on council. We got the blue book, and it said that the state treasury department would be sending in an auditor and that they would charge us $250 an hour. That's what this one here is for our audit service from the local and audit finance division, Michigan Department of Treasury. So we have to pay that. What we have to do is figure out where we're going to get, you know, what fund we pull the money from. The other audit, however, I don't feel we have to approve this evening, and that's just my personal opinion, because because this is an additional cost to the money that the auditor has already received. Money that we did not know about, we did not agree upon, and we need to talk about that, and it's in the agenda later. So I would not feel comfortable approving this bill this evening until we have a chance to look at that a little bit. And then the other bills for approval. Dick, I'm guessing it's the is the $18,575.85. So that the $18,575.85 is the check register that Dick provided that is above and beyond our normal monthly payables, which the council agreed that some months ago that we would just have the clerk and treasurer pay those. We don't have any choice in those either, our light bills and, you know, our regular monthly bills.
There's no sense in going through a 15 or 20 bill when it's a normal thing every month.
Right. So for those, we've already given the okay. And then these are check register checks that we need to pay. And then we need to approve the treasurer's audit bill to be paid. So that would be the $18,575.85 for village bills plus $11,484 for the state treasury audit bill that we need to approve of. $11,484.
But with the cents.
Zero.
Zero.
I know, state always rounds up. Oh, and the hourly rate here they charged us was only $99. So they really cut us a break because in the original paperwork, we just said, and those guys have worked a lot of hours, and they've given us a lot of free hours, too, by coming down for meetings and everything. And that's Roxanne and Eric. Roxanne is from the audit department, so. That was a state order audit from the Treasury Department because of our fiscal deficiencies. That was the state saying that they were sending their own auditors in. That's why I questioned the second audit, that they want to charge us yet another $5,000 above and beyond their normal fee of $4,300 to $4,600 when, had they done their job, I don't feel we would have had this.
Well, the thing is with that, uses of, like you said, a $5,000 job, how long to double that up? Or is it just one of their misconceptions?
I don't know.
Because if you look at the figures, they're all the same as the original numbers.
Well,
$5,000.
The original auditor that we had, that company got bought out. So another auditor that bought that company was the one that came in and did our audit this year. And they did a much more in-depth audit. No two ways about that. We paid the company. I don't care who did the audit.
No.
We paid a company to do a job that I feel had they done right over the last several years, we would not be in the fiscal distress that would call in a state audit to the tune of $11,000.
Sue them.
That's just
very unique because, you know, we get that Balula is a $5,000 every year. It's an outfit out of Sioux St. Marie. And we've never been questioned of
that state.
That state or anything.
So when we got a booklet from the state when we first got our letter about our fiscal deficiencies and the fact that we were up for emergency manager. You know, that they were looking at us for fiscal deficiencies. So when that happened, they sent their team in to find out the housing wise. Sad that we have to pay for that when, you know, I feel we did nothing wrong. But that's where this came from.
That's what state makes a little extra money.
And they really did, in all fairness to them, they really have come in. It's Eric and Roxanne. They have come in, they have spent countless hours with our office staff, with our budget and finance committee, and they are really trying to help us get back on track. And in that report was also our policy, procedure, and internal control deficiencies, which were many. And they also helped us with all of that. So now we're back on track. They've agreed to come and meet with the new council so that you guys can ask questions, get answers, and we as a council can oversee the treasury and the treasurer and the clerk so that this will be the last time we do this ever happens. Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Well, first of all, can we call these people and say, cancel, we're not doing this again, so they are doing another one of these audits?
Absolutely.
So I would say that we number one, cancel. We're done with you. We've already got the state in here doing the same thing. We don't need both.
But they can't do it for us. They're just doing it for the state.
Right. They can't. The state can't. It's two separate things. But you're absolutely right, Holly. What we can do is we have a right to change our auditor. And as a council, I think that we should exercise that right. Put it out to bid. Pardon me?
That should have been done.
Yes. Well, we can only move forward, and I think that that is the reason I have water on the agenda, is that, you know, we can start looking into that. I'm not even sure what the process is, but anybody can be replaced.
Well, we'd like that you can contact that.
Well, I think we have to put it out for bid because anything over $2,500, we have a bid process, so we put it out there.
You can check with Josh Mills. I think they're using the same auditor, and that might be.
They are. I did.
They're using this.
No, they're using the one that Louis uses. Louis used to use the one that we have.
This is Anderson Tax.
And they switched a couple years ago to this new company, and.
So what do you do about this bill if you think that they didn't do what they were supposed to do?
I don't know. In all honesty, I don't know. I think that I would make the recommendation that we don't write them a check and that we look into it further. Because we just got this today. We just got this today. And I just do not agree that we should just write a check.
I think
for a disservice, honestly.
To put it on the table for everyone.
Well, I mean, should they get a letter saying we are looking into this matter and we don't feel that you did a decent job by any stretch of imagination, and we'll get back to you.
And
when I talked to Roxanne earlier this week,
mm-hmm.
I set her on the auditors because they had made statements that I thought were inappropriate. And when I looked up the information this week, I think we need to put the state on the auditor's case. They may lose their CPA license for what they did.
I know the auditor made a comment. I talked to Roxanne this week, and she's from the Treasury Department, and Kat was talking about it. And she said that they made mention that we hadn't paid our bill. Really, that's not theirs to make mention of either, so that's a good idea. Okay, so with that being said, does anybody else have any questions about this? Depressing bills from the state.
No kidding.
I mean, it is what it is. You just have to pay it. In the long run, we're saving probably hundreds of thousands by not continuing the same road. So there you go.
I would like those figures separately, though, for the record, instead of together. $18,575.85 for
vintage
bills, in addition to the $11,484 State of Michigan on it. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, Greg. Pay the payables and the state and hold off on the auditor.
This garbage.
Next, old business, I had vacating the street. We say that the check has been done and everything else done. Is that a done deal?
On
vacating the street?
It's been recorded. I took it over myself.
Okay.
When you make the resolution, that's the actual legal part. Having it recorded doesn't have anything to do with the legality. It's just public notice.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been recorded, so half of it. And Becker's name now and half and
whatever you guys decided.
Well, I think that has to be published in the newspaper as well.
Does it?
Yes.
Okay.
So if you could do that, it will be half.
Okay.
And that should make sure that they do have it recorded over at the courthouse too. They should have it recorded at the Register of Deeds.
But under taxation.
Right, that's what I did have reported on your motion to vacate that portion.
Right, yeah, and that motion was already made and the resolution was done and everything, so it was just writing the check and then having them do there so that we can contact Mr. Becker and what's the other lady's name?
Doris.
Doris should get a copy of that for their taxes too. And it should show on their taxes.
Right, you bet. The taxes will be made up right there.
And then the library sale, old business, signs back up. We haven't had any inquiries this month. I have not heard back from Gilmore.
Are you all hunting?
So, agenda, committee appointments, and meeting schedules. Last month, I had asked that everybody think about what committees they'd want to be on. I have talked to some of you in the month. I would like to nominate Holly O'Dwyer for president pro tem. Talked to Holly about it, and she graciously accepted. If anybody has any questions or concerns about that, now would be the time to talk about that. Otherwise, I would entertain a motion that we accept Holly as president pro tem. Can I have a motion?
I'll make a motion to accept Holly as the president pro tem.
Second?
I'll second.
Motion by Bill, second by Ken Falls. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you. Water and sewer. I talked to Ken.
Yeah.
Ken knows more about that than any of us.
I get to sort of stay around.
Pardon me?
I would just sort of stay.
Okay. So Ken Holmes and Joyce Gatrell. I'm going to do these as we go so that way it's separate. Entertain a motion to have Ken Holmes and Joyce Gatrell on the Bloor board. Second by Holly. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Fire and safety, that again is Ken Holmes and Joyce. Before we finish on that, Joyce, Ken, I would like you to stay on that because again, you know more about that than anybody. Joyce, if you would like to stay on it, but I would really like to have you head up Employee Relations Committee. So I don't want to. I'm trying not to spread everybody so thin.
This is fine.
Is that okay?
I don't have meetings very often.
No, there are two meetings a year.
Yeah. I know they don't.
It's still important. It's really important when we find out where that money is going.
Right. Because we're not going to be writing the checks for that anymore.
Nope.
That's going to come from
people.
But we do need our say.
Yes.
So
yes.
That is a very important thing. So, and I don't know if they require one or two. We've always had two, so.
It's easy that way, because if you do miss, it's only just going to make it, you know. But,
that's true.
The other person can.
Okay.
Because, you know, just no different than any other meeting.
So you're okay with that too, Joyce, staying on that? Okay. Then I would entertain a motion for fire and safety to keep Ken Holmes and Joyce Gatrell.
I'll take a motion to keep Ken and Joyce on fire and safety.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. next is Holdings. This is a really... This is a big one, and I would really like you to consider that, Bill. I know you're going to be Parks and Rec as well. And I'm also would like to have you on the Desi Valley Trail. They don't meet until April, but I would like that to be pretty
pretty busy trail.
We need somebody, you know, I was just reading something to get off the subject a little bit. The state of Michigan, that trust fund gave a place like Arcadia $208,000
yeah.
for a trail.
Yeah.
We got one sitting here over a mile long and had nothing been done for 5 years.
Well, and I just talked to Bill Olson, who has been made the new trail manager. It used to be Scott Guest. Now it's Bill Olson has taken it back, as he was originally, and now he has it back. And he called me and said that they would really like, somebody from Alberta to be on the board and have our input. And I said, oh, you're going to get our input. So, you know, and I would really like you to,
sure.
You'd be a really good representative for Alberta. Right now, it's not going to be anything until April. We have to just send a letter of intent, and then they will accept. And then if you want to pull somebody else together, ideally, if you could pull together a trail team, then that would be fabulous. Other than council members, if you could pull together a trail team, and then you would go represent that team and the council and the Village of Alberta at board meetings, but you would have some help. Okay.
I'll make a motion. Can we do? He can be in both of the positions, in the trail position and the building.
Yes.
One motion.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll make a motion to that effect. Set it down for the two positions.
Okay. Ken Holmes makes a motion to accept Bill Soper. And Bill, will you accept the municipal building?
Yes.
Or we just say
sure.
Ken Holmes makes the motion to accept Bill Soper as municipal building head, then pull together a team, and Betsy Valley Trail. Do I have a second?
A second.
Motion by Bill, or Ken, I'm sorry, second by Holly. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Yes. Thank you. Okay, next. Another. And Bill, the liaison for Parks and Rec as well. The next one is. Can't even say this with a straight face. It's the Budget, Finance, and Audit Committee. And that is right now going to be the hardest job of the village. And again, I don't want to spread council too thin, so Holly, if you would take that on as the council representative. Kathy Anderson has also agreed to be on that committee, and Dick Jenkins has also agreed to be on that committee. I did twist her arm. I will attend meetings. I will attend the meetings and do whatever, but if we get that, I think that would be a really strong committee. And Eric will, and Roxanne are in contact. I'd like to see a budget meeting next week at you guys' convenience. I had said Monday because that's my day off, but, if it's an evening meeting, I'll make it as well on Monday. I'll do whatever I can to help. But I would entertain a motion for Holly McGuire, Kathy Anderson, and Dick Jenkins to head up the Budget, Finance, and Audit Committee.
Include Kathy in that?
Kathy, yep.
So that's all the team you're going to use?
That's the team, yep.
I'll make a motion to accept that.
Who's Jake Johnson?
Pardon me?
Who is Jake Johnson?
Dick Jenkins.
Oh, okay.
Alias Mr. Johnson.
Okay.
That's a good idea, Joyce.
Sorry.
Okay, so we got all we need to do is.
Okay, so we have. Okay. Motion by Ken, second by Bill. For Holly, Kathy, and Dick to be the Budget, Finance, and Audit Committee. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you.
policy, procedure, and internal control. I have talked to Christine Watkins, who's not at the meeting tonight because she's in Grand Rapids. She's actually helped with some of that stuff. I will also be on that committee because it's an internal control thing.
That's going to have to be a weekend meeting.
And, yeah, it'll have to be a Saturday. That'll have to be a Saturday.
She'd be an excellent choice.
Meeting, but she writes policies and procedures for companies. And if anybody wants to sit in on any of these meetings, I mean, we are all welcome to go to. We're going to post a schedule and everything so that we'll have that. And Joyce, again, I'm spreading you thin, but some of those other committees don't take a lot of meetings. If you would consider to be on that, that would be very helpful as well.
Is this the policy and procedure?
Yeah, it's policy, procedure, and internal control. And a lot of it will be back and forth via the internet just because of Christine being in Grand Rapids, but I'll just make copies and stick them in your box, and then I'll call you and tell you that they're there, okay?
Okay. I usually stop.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so.
So how many you got on there now?
I have to have a policy procedure, that's three.
Yeah, I'll make the motion to be, except Diane, Christine, Joyce, on the PPIC committee.
I'll second that.
Motion by Bill, seconded by Ken. Policy, procedure, internal control, Jenks, Watkins, and Gatrell. All in favor? Opposed? Motion carried. Employee Relations Committee. Joyce, this is one that I would like you to take on. You've been on it since we really had a real one.
Yeah.
And then Holly, would you consider being on that? If not, that's fine, because I know you're going to be really busy with the budget and finance. Then I can take that, and then we can pull together. Maybe I'd really like to have a third person on that. Maybe somebody from the community that isn't so closely. Okay. All right, so employee relations, we'll have Joyce will be head of it. I'll be a sidekick. And then we'll see about pulling somebody else. So for right now, it'll just be Joyce Gatrell.
No.
And Diane.
And maybe we'll stick Kathy on that.
Okay. Kathy's got her hands full. We don't want to abuse her too much. How about Rosemary? Rosemary.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, Rosemary Tanner.
All right.
Excellent.
Thanks for coming to the meeting.
I'll make a motion to leave except Joyce, Diane, and Rosemary and employee relations committee.
Motion by Bill, second by Ken. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Sorry to put you under the gun, Rosemary.
That's okay.
Yay.
All right. So the other thing that we have to have, and we're not going to vote on that tonight because I have no idea, but I would like everybody to put your thinking caps on and talk to people about, we need a new zoning board of appeals. I would like that to not be council. We can have one council representative. And I don't mind being that, but I would really like that board to be, and it can be as few as three people.
You know, yeah. Art about being on the
zoning. Art would be a good one.
Yes, it would.
Yeah, okay, I'll ask you.
I would be on that.
Another good one that we had for our alternate was Mark Hill, and he sat in as an alternate and did a great job. So, and then that will be an agenda item for next month.
Okay.
that we locked that in.
There's nothing up there, post office or anything happened in the office.
Right. Well, that's the next thing on the agenda is scheduling. That's why I wanted a head from somebody from the council. By January, if each one of you guys that are head of your committee would work on a schedule so that we can post that, because again, those are something that would be advantageous to have some public input, or maybe there's somebody out there that would like to be a part of one of these committees and we don't know it because, you know, they're not here. So if we could bring your schedule to the January meeting, we'll open it as a council and then post them. That would be great. And also, Kenny, I don't want to put you under the gun for coming to these meetings. You know, you're welcome to all of them. But the budget meeting, you know, we really need you. You don't have to come to all the meetings, but you really are such a big, big part of our budget that it would be helpful.
Yeah, it
would be helpful. Employee relations, you know, probably not a good idea. But not always a have to, but sometimes, I mean, you need to have your input too, because, you know, push comes to shove, you're the man, so. We need your input. Is there any questions about any of that stuff? Really, really appreciate you guys all taking this on, because it's a lot. But I do feel that if we split all this up and we don't try to micromanage and we don't try to one person do all, that it would be a whole lot better for everybody in the village, because the job will be done much better and the public would have a little bit more say-so in it. Okay. Thanks. DPW report.
We got things from the DEQ on wellhead protection program. Ours is no good anymore. Needs updated.
More updated. Even for 100 hours, and then the next time turn around, they'll update it again.
Well, it's been 6 years. Better. Supposed to have updated every 5 years.
So, is that a structured plan that we need to?
It's a voluntary program.
Yeah. Kathy, but we started working on it before, and then we went to the water rate.
Yeah, but hope that the wellhead protection right on that, what we've done, I mean, we actually covered that, all those aspects on this system.
Well, I sat on Frankfurt's when they did it, and they hire someone because you got to check. It's not just Alberta, it goes all in the wetlands and wherever the water source they figure is coming from.
Mm-hmm. So what's involved in that, Kenny? What do we need to do as a village?
We need to convene a committee. We need to assemble a committee to review the plan, determine if it does need, if there's been material changes in our... I guess in our watershed areas, the new agricultural businesses that may be having new contamination of groundwater, and if there is, find an engineer to go ahead and update it. The state pays for a lot of that,
mm-hmm.
But there is some money, and doing that also opens it up for more grant opportunities. But the first thing is to convene a committee to review it, and then do an assessment of where we are today based on, you know, from where we were.
And is that something that you guys were talking about before you did the water assessment as far as the
sprinkles? Yeah, I started meeting with Joyce and Ken about that last May or June.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we got distracted by the whole water survey.
So can we keep that same committee, or do you?
Well, we need to expand the committee. It needs to have people of certain types. We need to have an adjacent community official on it. I think we need our fire chief on it. We had the list, and
there's a list of stuff.
Okay. Of the roles that had
so
to be participated in this.
So we need to probably devise a letter and send it out to the people, and yeah. Then they will come on in.
Yeah.
Could you do that letter and then get a list of Josh? Probably we could get Josh.
Josh, that went over on there.
Yeah.
The fire chief.
Well, I have to go back and look at the.
Okay.
I haven't looked at this in 6 months, so I'll have to go back and refresh my.
Is there kind of a.
There's
pre-done letter that the state requires.
No, but I think it's pretty straightforward because most people who we asked to serve on it would have already served on a board.
Would already know. Okay.
And if not, if they have internet, they can get all the information on the from the state of Michigan.
It's like learning to read all over again.
So did I just sign up to write a letter?
Okay, then I got the report back from when they did our inspection of our water tanks.
Mm-hmm.
The big tank said 1 to 2 years needs recalled.
What does that mean?
The blue tank?
On the tank itself, like on the roof of that. This is 1 to 2 years, needs to be removed. The old caulk in the wet interior, so on the inside of it. And the estimated cost on that's like $10,000.
Okay.
And then a smaller screen than what's on there, but I can do that. Some damaged roof sections, which we can do, but like the sections they have down here, the estimated cost of the sections is like $3,000 from people climbing on it. That's another reason we need a fence around
that. Fence it, yeah.
Yeah. Don't gotta get that fence around there.
And for the vandalism and damage.
Is the cost for the roof section $3,000 per section, or?
They have estimated cost $2,000, performed by a contractor. So if we could do it, we could, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The big one, that one's in fairly good shape.
Did they happen to mention if there's money out there for
no.
The caulking or recaulking?
No, these are contractors who want to make money. I can understand that. I would do some research. I would check with the, especially anybody,
right. They're just
anybody's got another tank like ours. Let's check out and see what they do.
This report goes to the DEQ, mm-hmm. So the DEQ is going to go off of this report too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this company specializes in these.
Right.
Oh yeah.
I'm sure it'd have to be a specific.
And then like on the old tank, this is the inside and the outside should be painted. But it says on there too, then there's some trees to be removed and digging where around the foundation a little bit, which is stuff that we can do. And a couple other things, you know, that should be done within the next couple of years on it. But it's like here they say, you know, like on the old tank, they have a thing of $106,000. But $65,000 is painting the outside, which they said no one can see, so, you know, because of the graffiti and stuff on it.
Yeah, we
that would save $65,000
yeah.
Off the top of that.
So we could have a private contractor come in and spray the tank to.
Right.
That's the way to do that. Get the outside, don't worry about the inside.
The inside is what you got
to
worry about.
The inside, you have to. I'm sure that's a.
Yeah, that's got to be a
safety
special.
Issue.
I know.
That's got to be a special thing.
In our water.
Yeah, it's a special thing. I know Snow did that. A couple others that painted that little tank.
Well, you didn't do a good enough job, because it means it again.
That was back.
Call your friend.
30 years ago. 77, 8.
I'll have one copy of this that people can look at in the office, but they gotta stay in the office.
Okay.
See what we really need and what we can get away with.
You know, if somebody wants to look at it, and then he's got a thing, I'll get Kathy to help me, so I can put it on the computer from when they went in, and it shows their, the inside of the tank.
Mm-hmm.
They went with a camera. There's some pictures here of it.
They send you a video?
Yeah, they sent it on a... Well, I think
a phone call.
Yeah.
We could put that on the college website. So far, too.
I mean, you guys should probably look at it. Catch some of these kids that have been painting. I don't think they're painting.
I want to. Those are
like
from
the alert.
It's cool.
No,
I'm not sure.
Well, we need to do that. We need to get that. I don't know how we're going to do it. We need that fence around that.
You need a road to get to it, too.
Yeah, well, we're waiting for January.
Yeah, we'll get you one of those little SUVs. Yeah, you can borrow my truck.
I know, not on it, but then how long before the truck went up the Zion living room?
Just go and get that dog in my backyard.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else?
Other than that, it's just about normal stuff. Kids doing donuts everywhere.
Yeah.
What was that last week? They wiped out, down at the life savings, they have the life savings station side. They've run over, they just pushed them over. The no dogs allowed signs.
Yeah, I saw that.
And they've been down there doing donuts and out in the grass and stuff, doing donuts. So I catch somebody. Hopefully, you guys will back me on prosecuting them because there's a sprinkler system in there.
Our own local people are doing that. There's two Jeeps doing it, the gray one, both of them.
I know who owns both of them. One's in town, one isn't.
I know, the one that lives out here that works in town.
I know who does it, just to get him to...
He's just catching them.
Mm-hmm.
We should invest in some...
Well, maybe there should be a fence there, too.
Not so much that, but we could... inexpensively, you can put cameras up there that will catch all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They can put it up in the cupola.
When I got supplies the other day, they're up at Sam's. I seen them, and I was looking for them for out to my shop. But they have them that range from $400 to $1,000, depending on what, how many you want. And they record them right up. They have a box that records them.
It's all recorded for 1 minute.
They go from 4 cameras to 9 cameras.
Mm-hmm.
Might be worth checking in. I mean, I know there's not much money, but if somebody got a good setup and hooked it up in the top of the life saving station, you could get both sides of the life saving station, that whole waterfront park, the old building structure thing there.
You can get it all, but then you can do it right from that cupola.
Yep.
Will you bring some bits?
I can see if I can get some, yeah.
Some prices for
next time I go
up
there, I can get some,
Uncle Sam.
It's a lot cheaper to buy a camera than it is to hire a cop.
We've had cameras on Lua for quite a while, and they just replaced them, updated them. They're much clearer now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, they have them now right there that, they can walk in the middle of the night, and it has that infrared lens on them, and there's places down there you can put them up, and like you said, up in the top of the life saving station, you can shine them out and they cover the whole park.
Because they can
set the camera so that.
Yeah, because the box itself can be anywhere. You can be wired to go anywhere.
Well, they don't have wires.
No,
they all got a radio thing, so
radio
it's got to be so far.
about 1,000 feet apiece.
So that would cover your roundhouse and everything.
Right.
And that's really what you need, because they're all going to get damaged all the time now. And I'm just afraid someone's going to get into that life-saving station to wreak heck with it. And it would be our own people doing it.
Well, I think that's one thing that we really need to, you know, we've been talking about that for years, and it's time to get it done.
Well, I mean, that way too is, it's no questions asked. I mean, if you have
a picture of court, yeah.
If you have a picture of somebody doing it, the sheriff's department don't do it.
Right.
We can check also with, I don't know where we're getting our cameras from, they're for Bula, but they, he's a local guy, local from Bendonia or Bula or someplace in that area.
Right, Forsyth.
I don't know.
Yeah, I know who that was.
Forchak. Mr. For, Jim, is it Jim Forchak?
Jim Evans. Fortress Security.
Fortress, yeah.
Yeah, that's okay.
But that's a monthly bill.
Someone has to look at those images.
Thing is, they're retaped.
They're retapes,
so that's why I was looking and brought to my shop. You don't have no problems, you don't worry about it. They just keep retaping. You know, it might go 2 weeks and then it'd take however many cameras there is all on that one tape.
The ones in blue are seven days.
Right,
it starts all over,
so.
Well, and if you needed to record those, you certainly could. I mean, if you want to take that, if there was something on it, then you could take that in.
Take it out, yeah, and then take it out and then stick another one in, you know, but you wouldn't have to change it unless you had a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, sometimes if you just have a security sign and say you have cameras, people think twice.
In Alberta, they have burned it in a bonfire.
You better have a real deal.
Yeah, you
assume they can read.
Didn't help anyway. So Lester Lee right here in the building, not coming down.
Okay, is that a little bit out of line there, but wanted to get pinned in. Next is the code of ethics and conflict of interest policy that we have all looked at for months, aside from the new people. This is part of the policy and procedure and internal control that the state requested. And we did this, we've had our attorney look at it. We've been back and forth on it a couple times because one of the things that was on it originally was an actual fine. And we eliminated that. But we do need to. I know Holly, see mine. This is, I don't know if you've seen it too, I don't know. But we started on that months and months ago with the conflict of interest.
The last couple of years.
Yeah. And we've looked at several of them. And this was kind of an accumulation of different ones from different communities. And then the attorney kind of tweaked it because he's the one that's going to be having to back it up. And in part of our audit and internal control deficiencies from the state, it's one of the requirements that we have specific policies. There's a list of policies. We do need to make an agreement on it until.
Okay.
All
right.
If you want to look at that, while you're looking at that, we can go to Parks and Rec budget. Maybe you've already seen that, I'm sure. And we're going to have Kathy do that. She would want to.
So there's a 7-page proposed budget in front of you, and there's also a Alberta Dunes South 2005 plan that goes hand in hand with the budget. That plan's been approved by They go hand in hand. But the budget, just to kind of orient you, the cover page is self-explanatory. The next two pages are the budget. And then the pages after that are annotated for each department. So it's just a breakdown on the department with notes about where these numbers came from. And I don't know, some of the photocopies might not be too good, so let me know if you need me to read a number for you or anything. But the structure is as approved at previous meetings this year with the two new departments, 755 and 756, breaking it out.
One of the questions I have, Kathy, and this is a little bit hard for me to read, but on page 2 of the proposed budget,
okay,
under bringing that total for 3 negatives in a row,
so yeah. Yes.
14 actual projected and 15.
Yes, the plan was to actually expend some of the money that's been accrued for a number of years. And those expenditures would be for improvements to the parks. Specifically, we're looking at replacing the historical signs down in Waterfront Park. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, if we have the Solstice Festival, that money would turn into a lump sum improvement to perhaps the Lifesaving Station or some other specific purpose. Mm-hmm.
And then also on the South Dune, that's the same that you're funding?
Yeah, the South Dune we're spending money there that has been accrued in years past. So
right.
We're spending money that's actually on the...
It's,
well, we have a positive balance and we're spending money that we should have been spending annually.
Right.
So we're kind of doing a catch-up year,
mm-hmm,
with spending money.
And then I know we all have the Parks and Rec plan, and the South Dune plan, the strategy and the plan. The Parks and Rec plan is a 5-year plan.
Yes.
And so a lot of that stuff that you talked about in that plan is in this budget.
Yes.
And the same with the South Dune. And I don't remember how long that plan was. I wasn't thinking it was 5 years.
There's an Edna Management Plan.
Mm-hmm.
And that one is doesn't have a time period on it.
Mm-hmm.
But in the memorandum of agreement between the village and the endowment fund, we have to submit a plan, annual plan, for what we're doing any given year.
Right.
So what is attached to this budget is the 2015 plan for what we're doing at Alberta Dunes. What we want to do at Alberta Dunes South this year.
And there was some expenditures in the original plan for another parking lot was in,
mm-hmm,
there, and
yep,
bike racks and stuff like that. Parking lot's been done. That's
yep.
It. So are those part of this as well?
No, the parking lot's been done.
Yeah.
We do have leftover money from that. We received a grant to do the parking,
mm-hmm,
lot, and we have some leftover money. That's part of what is
right
showing up as a negative in 2015, because we received it in 2012 or 13, I forget. But the specific items that are on the Alberta Dunes South plan did come from a combination of the Parks and Rec 5-year plan,
mm-hmm,
the Alberta Dunes South management plan,
mm-hmm,
and we did a walkthrough with the Grand Traverse Land Conservancy in
July.
In July, we walked through, mm-hmm, and as a group, a bunch of us, and highlighted, prioritized some items that needed to get done. Like the trails are not stable, we need to blaze new trails and stabilize them.
That's good. I mean, great job.
There's no lights
there.
There's no lights out there yet.
There's lights up there.
Mm-hmm. Are they doing?
Oh, I sat in my living room and I can see two lights up there.
Those are houses.
Those are houses. Two more different houses up there.
Those are houses up on that trail.
On the right-hand side?
Yeah, right straight up through that driveway goes up.
Yeah, that was Robinson, the first come in there, then there, right now there's five, there are four houses right up from that. One, two, three, four.
And there's no lights up there on the dunes.
There is no.
Yeah.
Not on what we own.
Yeah, there are no services to that property of any utilities as far as I know.
Not the dunes, but you know, the power and everything runs up through the road right away. Edge of the park.
Right, but that's not part of the dune or an expansion.
When I put the parking lot in, I put it by near that one light pole so the lights would shine on.
And it should be, because someone would be stealing the sign. I can't understand why I have it on already.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Schneider will.
So Ken, you reminded me, that Natural Resources Trust Fund, we have to put those signs back into the waterfront park, so that's part of the expenditures too. And that's to be compliant with grant money we received years ago. So that we can receive future grant money.
I'm different, I'm the parks and so many places where nobody knows where it is, they drive right past it. I guess we gotta have flashing light. Maybe I took my decoration down there. Well, let me tell you, there's five times what's in my basement, what's in my yard.
Well, there you go. You can hoop it up the whole town. What are you waiting for?
Yeah.
Get them out.
Then I'm gonna arrest you for something.
No, you get that music going, we charge admission fees to come and walk through the Ken's Winter Wonderland.
The only thing that bothered me is when people were up there hunting, we had to, when we accepted that property up there, we also told them that there would, in the Land Conservancy, there's no rifle shooting in Alberta. And quite frequently, there are rifle shooting.
Okay, back to the plan. So, does anybody have any questions? We need to approve their, if there's not, I would entertain a motion to approve their budget. If there is, then you're here to answer those.
Does this mean you're doing a solstice festival, or is that?
The plan, the budget includes the solstice festival as it stands right now. We haven't decided, made the final decision whether to go or not yet. So if we do not, then we have to amend the budget to zero out those numbers.
I noticed in the Alberta audit there that they said the Alberta has no business running solstice in three different places.
Which is why if we do a solstice, it will be as a specific fundraising activity. Not as a celebration, as a fundraising activity.
So it'll have to be under that if we do.
Yes.
Well, it's too bad not to have it.
It would be nice to have it. It's a lot of work, and we got to find people to come
into it. I would make a recommendation that we accept the plan and the budget for Park and Rec for 2015.
Motion by Ken. Do we have a second?
No. Go ahead, Joyce.
I'll second.
Motion by Ken, second by Joyce, to approve the Parks and Rec proposed fiscal year 2015 budget and the Edna, Alberta Dune
Natural
Area. Still trying to learn that. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
That's the way my mother used to call her name.
You should remember that. That would be okay. Thanks for it. That's a lot of work. And, heads off the Parks and Rec as a whole for taking on that Alberta South Dune and all the things that you guys do. I appreciate that. Next is the Alberta Life Saving Station Bridal Show. In Christy Mills, we talked about this a little bit in the last meeting. In Christy Mills' contract, when she contracted on to take over management of the Alberta Life Saving Station, part of that contract was that she would help to raise some funds for that building. And she has a punch list that she wants to raise funds for. And on that is paint the small room, the hallway, touch up the restrooms, the floors, hallway, and we need to be professionally stripped and sealed, new rugs for 3 locations, restrooms, and some of these have been done. The rugs have been purchased. Sinks tightened and caulked, that's been done. Patch and paint has not been. Heat registers, sanded and painted, I did that. In the women's and the men's room. Windows, hardware needs to be checked and reinstalled. Window sash and large area needs to be replaced. Crack in window and small wood room and back wing needs to be replaced. Now there's another window crack that needs to be replaced. Chairs and tables need to be power washed. We need to add new ones. The ones that are in there, because people have taken them in and out, some of those, we cleaned them all, but they don't come real clean. Deck, remove all screws and fasteners from previous events. Doors, the locks need to be adjusted on a few of the doors. Door in the large room on the northwest wall has excessive rot in the bottom of the door that needs to be addressed. And that actually has been addressed because there's metal down there now. So punch list was done like a year ago. So it is her intent. Her and I have had a couple meetings and scheduled a bridal show. We want permission to schedule a bridal expo on Sunday, April 12th, 2015. We formed a committee. The committee is Christine and myself, and we would invite vendors. That's not a date that typically, it's about the time we open it, so we would make sure it was open by that date, but that's not a date that we typically have it open and rented, so it wouldn't be costing the village any money. We would take the proceeds from that, all of the proceeds from that, and work on this punch list. So all of the money made will go directly into the lift station. There's no administration fees, there's no, you know, there's no fees. So she's really worked hard for us on this life-saving station, and I'll tell you, she's done a great job. She has already 22 rentals for the 2015 season. Last year we had 11, so she's already doubled. She works on a commission, no rent, no money. So, you know, she's really doing a good job for us. I can't thank her enough. She did this flyer at her own expense to show tonight for the expo. That's the only money we would take money to pay for, you know, I can't expect this to come out of her minimum wages. So we would, you know, those would be the only expenses, and we would definitely keep those to a minimum. So it'll be on the website. I don't know if anybody's been on the website, but she really has some great pictures of weddings and different things on the website. She would also put this on the website. She has her number as a contact number, so there's nobody calling the village office or, you know, bothering the staff and taking up their time. So I would entertain a motion to approve the Bridal Expo first annual, so we're hoping this does well, so this, you know, people will be excited when they'll come. We chose this date because Crystal Mountain is not doing theirs this year. Yes. And that's normally when they do theirs. Ooh. So we're hoping to get their punch list.
So I'll make a motion that we do.
Okay, thanks, Joyce.
I'll second it.
Motion by Joyce, second by Holly. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thanks. Anything that we can do to that building is welcome, as far as I'm concerned. Okay, Act 51 resolution. You guys have in your packet.
The new taxes.
This is the resolution that we need to do for Act 51 sidewalk improvements. We have the opportunity, which opportunity has always been there, but Kenny brought it to my attention that we lose at 51 money by not doing sidewalks.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, we already
did. If you don't pass that tonight, right now we're not getting that 51 money.
Yeah. Mr.
We have to do so much
Josh,
a year and...
Yeah, we've been in non-compliance for some time.
Yeah,
and
full 5 years.
They will, you know, they have really been very, very generous, and I'm not sure why,
yeah.
But tonight's the night. And Kenny and I have both been in contact with Josh, so he kind of helped with the verbiage and the resolution. And what the resolution says is, whereas the Village of Alberta, State of Michigan, receives Act 51 funds from the State of Michigan, and whereas the Village of Alberta is currently in non-compliance with the actual qualified expenditures to non-motorized improvements, Section 10K, of the Act 51 law, and whereas the Village of Alberta, after reviewing and reporting guidelines for non-motorized expenditures of the State of Michigan Street Financial Report and the needs of the populace, is hereby submit the following proposal. Now, therefore, let it be resolved that the Village of Alberta hereby submit to the State of Michigan a plan to build 800 square feet of sidewalk on Lincoln Street in 2015 in the amount of $5,600 and install a bicycle rack in the amount of $400 within the Village of Alberta. Eyes, nays. So if this is one of the things, I just printed off Act 51, and that is where we, the Village, receives a lot of their money. We cannot lose that money. We totally need that money. And we also have the ability to propose, I talked to this Joshua from MDOT, we can submit a plan, and Kenny got the figures for this and said we could start on Lincoln Street, and this was the minimal amount that we could start with. And we can add to that every year. So I talked to him about submitting a 10-year plan. Right now, we just need to do this for tonight because this is where we're in non-compliance. But this is a start. And it's a great way to start refurbishing some dearly needed sidewalks. They'll pay for bike racks. What they won't pay for is like parks. So the bike racks will be, you know, like on Lincoln, but not, they won't pay for bike racks in the park. They want things adjacent to highways because they are the Department of Transportation. So non-motorized, a section, this 10K of Act 51 is the non-motorized section of Act 51. So it allots money, which we've not utilized. And thanks to Kenny, now we have a plan. And we're going to move forward.
So where are the sidewalks going, Ken?
Where they're missing?
We've got a lot of missing sidewalks.
Got a lot of missing on them.
And that, even that, right. That new trailer park.
800 square feet is 200 foot.
I understand.
And that's not very much.
I would rather see the money go towards sidewalks that are in disrepair, where trees have...
Yeah,
that's more of a hazard than where they...
Yeah, it's not going to go just do one straight line. I got spots where the sidewalk's missing, and like you said, by trees,
oh, there's
a jump
off.
Lincoln got six of them.
And Lincoln's the worst street in town.
Right. The one right across from Bill's.
Yeah, we all want to buy our house because all of our sidewalks are bad. But
my sidewalks
are bad.
Well, I mean, the places where there are sidewalks that are.
Right, we should fix the ones that we have.
I would like them concentrated by the kids.
That just makes it
bus stops. So they can have a safe way to get to the bus stops.
Well, I'm going to fix the worst spots first, then we'll go from there.
800 square feet isn't very far.
It isn't very far. It's 200 feet of sidewalk.
200 feet of sidewalk.
Yeah. But I'd like to get the things going up. We've got to approve this resolution for tonight. I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Does the resolution have a number?
Yeah. coming?
Does the resolution have a number, 2014 dash?
2014.
Whatever we're up to.
I didn't know what that number should be, in all honesty, so.
No, you'd have to go with the, you'd have to follow up our resolution that we have.
Yeah.
That number. I have to dig her own.
So I have the number spot, but I was going to ask the office to.
00131516 and on what we were doing, so.
So in answer to your question, yes, it does have a number. What is that number? I don't know.
And what I did, so you guys know for the price on that, I called a couple different contractors that do that and asked them how much they get for like ripping it up and putting a new sidewalk in. But I mean, we can rip it up and call a cement truck just as easy as they can.
And they will get
and
more.
So we, that way we can do more sidewalks.
My husband used to do that.
I know. That's why I said
we can do it. See, I called.
Pops it up right now.
We, the royal one. Yeah, but that's a
what is about
I'm kidding.
And I called, I looked up online for my racks.
Yeah. You gotta have somebody that can finish it when it's done, you know.
Dick will need this, I'll stand in Central State of Michigan tomorrow.
And when you do it home, and I'll walk by.
You don't work tomorrow. Well, could you just run in and do that? Because I don't.
You're looking up underneath the next one.
Oh, wow. It's that little tiny pause. They won't make much of a mark.
And it goes to, I'll send an email.
I didn't want to go on the journey.
The guy that we got it from, Josh Corbin. I'll send you an email.
It's one straight package.
Yeah.
And one from the church, Johnny's stood there with a shovel.
It's from MDOT.
I'm on that cement.
The state of Michigan, MDOT. Okay, now back to the conflict of interest. Bill, you did have any questions about that? Now, along with the conflict of interest, though, on that, can you hand me that?
Just be employee.
Oh, yeah. In the conflict of interest, there's also a disclosure form. So when we talk about conflict of interest on our agenda from now on, doesn't mean that you can't have a conflict of interest. It just means that if you do have one,
you can bring it up,
you'll fill out this form, and then if it's a situation where we vote on something, then you can't vote on it. You know, it doesn't have to be this big drawn-out argument every time. It just has to be that if there was a conflict of interest, please note that if your husband is a volunteer and he wants a volunteer, he can volunteer. But it would not hurt because somebody might say, oh, that's a conflict of interest. How can he possibly do free labor? I can do free labor because I have filled out the proper form, and that gives me the right to do free labor. So we are going to cross our T's and dot our I's every step of the way, every chance we get, and this is a pretty easy thing for all of us to do, also for our volunteers, Rosemary. If you have a conflict and you're going to do free labor, you must fill out the form. Okay, so I will make copies of this and make sure that everybody has them, and then we'll make copies and have them in the office so that if anybody comes in and needs to fill out a form, and then they'll be in a file. We're getting all the files in the office we don't do. We're going to be so organized, it's scary. Okay, so we have, can we make a motion on this? We have new. We have to have a motion. This is a.
That's not a resolution, is it?
The conflict.
It's a policy.
Yes, it's
a
policy.
Policy.
It's a policy. And it has. It also will have a number.
Okay.
And that number I can look up tomorrow. So we'll have that. So I would entertain a motion for the Code of Ethics and Conflict of Interest Ordinance.
I'd like to make a motion for the club ethics and conflict of interest that we adopt this.
The ordinance or policy?
No, this is a policy.
Okay.
This was part of the requirement of the state of Michigan on the internal control. Motion by Holly, supported by Bill. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you. I've been trying to do that for a long time. Audit. I already gave my spiel on that audit, so y'all got a copy of the audit. I did not expect that anybody would get that and read that and have anything to say about it in 1 or 2 days.
No.
But please do go through it, and if you have any questions, feel free to call that auditor and ask him personally. Because and there is a copy of the audit in the office if anybody wants to see it. That's part of public. That's part of Freedom of Information, and it's in there. So feel free to belly up to the bar and look at that in the office. Does anybody have any comments on that? Okay, President's Report. We pretty much said everything. Met with Christine, met with Kenny, met with Duke, met with Mary. I think things are going well. The big thing was these committees. And again, cannot thank everybody enough for taking this on. And if you'll work on your schedules so that we can post that. Also, we need to post the meeting schedule at the post office for 2015 for council meetings. Dick, great job on the treasurer's report. Kathy, great job on the, you know, all these numbers. You know, it's just like a bunch of numbers, but it takes so long to put all these numbers together and make a jive at the end, so thank you for that. Anybody else have anything you want to add?
Hey, Diane. What about that Jen that wanted to get on the Planning Commission?
Oh, yes. Planning Commission's report.
Jen White.
Planning Commission. At the Planning Commission meeting this month, we talked about the map, which is going to be an agenda item for next month because we didn't get her all together this month. And Jen Whiting, do they come for permission for that? Jen Whiting is asked to be on our Planning Commission. And she is one of the owners of the Mayfair, so she's financially invested in the community. She would not put her name in until the whole Mayfair thing was a done deal because she didn't want the conflict of interest because she didn't know we had this great board. I think she'll be a big asset. She'll be a really big asset. And she's been on it. She's been on it before in her other communities. So the Planning Commission has already approved her, so.
All we gotta do it. Okay?
Yes.
I'll make a motion to do.
Motion by Ken.
Second.
Second by Bill. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Jen Whiting, Planning Commission. Thank you. Thanks, Kenny. I had that down there. Okay, public comment.
Yeah, if anybody sees Holly's husband Bill, tell him thank you. He rode in the bucket to do more.
He did.
Kenny, right?
Give me that fork.
Okay, don't tell the fire safety committee members that.
No, it was safe. He had a harness on. But, yeah, it was great. Yeah, otherwise there wouldn't be no Christmas lights up.
Yeah, and they look great. Thanks. So town looks festive.
It does.
When you see Bill O'Doyer, tell him thank you.
Yes, and thank you too.
Make his head swell up.
For driving that truck and trying to lift that boy in the air.
So he helps again.
This is my goal to be done by 8:30. Anybody else have anything to say?
I got a couple things real quick. One is the tree sales last day is Sunday, and we're going to have a little bonfire out there, and it'll just
you,
be...
You bonfire the trees that are left?
Yeah. Yeah. So we've got 10 trees left.
Oh.
So if anybody, you know, if you know of anybody who's like, hear anybody say like, where should I get my tree? Tell them to get it in Alberta.
Charlotte, so many people are not using live trees anymore.
Yeah.
Get to a point where I haven't had a live tree in 20 years. It's scaring me when I know that just one little flash in your whole house.
Yeah, that's definitely a concern. What?
I'm allergic. I spray those things.
Well, and yeah, and I don't think that Needlefast is sprayed, but I don't actually know that for sure.
That's what they said one time when I had a huge reaction.
Yeah, a lot of people do. Yeah. And then the other thing was I've been having a sort of experience of poor air quality around my house for a little while now, and I think it has to do with smokestacks and from people's outdoor furnaces and stoves that they have in their garages and things like that. And it's actually a problem all year round, but it's especially bad in the wintertime just because a lot of people are burning wood and stuff like that.
Do you think it's not wood? I mean, do you think that...
Well, I definitely smell some things in the summertime that I don't think is wood. But I actually haven't looked at the fire ordinance or the, you know, very thoroughly, and I should have done that. But I was just wondering if there was some way that, I think in a lot of cases, people's smokestacks are just too short. You know, like, I mean, the smoke just goes right into my yard, and then like, and that new garage, well, new old garage, new use old garage, Vinny's, they have a very short smokestack. So like when you walk by, it just goes right in your face.
You just go past the, you know, when you go past the Sheridan's house, you don't even have to go past it because that smoke comes down. And I don't know how people can stand it.
I really can't stand it, and I can't stand it, and I'm not right next to it.
I can't hardly breathe for an hour after we get done my walk.
Yeah. I can call our fire chief. That's his job.
I have called him, and I've mentioned it to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I guess I'll call him again or something.
Right. Put it in writing.
Put it in writing.
He has to address it. You put it in writing.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe you could ask. Do you know when they're having the next fire board meeting?
December 1st.
No, it's got to be pretty quick.
Yeah, pretty quick. But the thing is, the idea of it is, if it gets too bad, then you just go to the.
Well, that's our fire chief's job.
Well, not for house chimneys, but there's a like Bill can tell you, there's a certain height those chimneys are supposed to be.
Somebody has to be the one to stand that.
There's a code for the chimney size and height.
Yeah, there's a standard code for it.
Emily, call Josh Mills.
Okay.
He's head of the fire board.
Oh,
and
great.
Yeah, if nothing else, I would ask to get on the agenda for the next fire board meeting.
Okay.
You know, if you call the county building
and then call
before 9:30 in the morning,
because their air quality.
Steve will answer your questions. See if they can have the building inspector.
Wintertime.
Before 9:30.
And park on the streets from what, December 1st to what?
Okay.
April 1st.
Something like that.
From midnight or 2 in the morning till 7 in the morning.
Isn't it posted on some of the posts in town? Can't they read?
Sorry, I'm listening to everything that's going on.
Hey, we have, and if you come into town, you see there's no parking on the street. state sign.
I know, but we still got to post it every year.
But we have to put it down anyway to make it legal.
For your underlying makes all the tires.
That and not put stuff on the sidewalk or the road, pushing it out there.
And why not?
Can we get people violations for parking on the sidewalk? Because I don't like walking in the street.
Call the sheriff's department. Somebody parks on the sidewalk, call the sheriff's department, they come right up and take it.
Park a boat on the sidewalk,
like
2 months.
Like Benzie County Sheriff?
Benzie County Sheriff's Department, come over and write a ticket.
How about if they park their trailer on the sidewalk for the whole summer?
If you think parked
on
the sidewalk.
You can't park anything on the sidewalk, it's an obstruction.
If you think parked on the sidewalk, call the sheriff's department.
Everything on, those people understand, Lincoln Avenue is a 60-foot, but beside the 60-foot, you got the sidewalk set up on both sides of it. People don't realize that. So anybody that's got property there, they're actually encroaching the village property. And, it, you know, it's been left over a long time, but... and then they park right on the sidewalk. That's ridiculous.
Well, parking on the grass on the other side of the sidewalk is one thing. Parking across the sidewalk, which has a liability issue.
Oh,
for, like, storing all of your outdoor recreation vehicles on the sidewalk, like Mr. Thompson does.
There's no excuse for it, because, I mean, everybody got a little bit of
call that fire chief, might want to mention that, too.
But I really get agitated when I got to walk around.
I've had people park on the sidewalk. It's a state law.
It's a state law, okay.
So.
Yeah.
The sheriff's department.
Okay.
What they do is the sheriff's department would be nice.
Okay,
to
do it, Jeremy. Made by Bill. Do we have a second?
Move it and
park
there.
All in favor?
Aye.
Everybody say no, stay.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. I'm hoping for either. Wouldn't.
Yeah.
We have a lot done things.
Bauer did have an extra stack on their chimney, but that fell off.
Well, I
don't care who it is, but, you know.
When we lived in Grand Haven, in Grand Haven Township, there were no outdoor furnaces. And one day, somebody got an outdoor wood furnace.
Yes.
And I don't know what happened, but they had to get it out of the ground.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it was that happened or what.
Okay.
And that was a new furnace, so I don't know if there were enough complaints to
see.
I don't know if it's a problem that's going on.
I've looked at our ordinance, and our ordinance doesn't say anything for or against outdoor furnaces. It doesn't allow them, it doesn't not allow them, and the thing that I didn't look into was how big stacks are supposed to be, you know, but I need to look at that.
Yeah, but I mean, I would love to not have outdoor furnaces.
I know. I think so too. It's not. I mean, we're too small, and I think it. See, I think I'm. Have a good birthday. Hope you get a chance to chill out. I just feel so bad for those kids who live right behind them, because they're getting it right in the face 24/7. You know. Yeah. It's really not fair.
Anywhere to be back.